We are back, and it is another phenomenal week in KZN, especially down the South Coast. Now, if you want to get any species that you can think of, if you want to stand on any rock and catch a fish, you have got to get down to the South Coast. Guys, the South Coast is the area of the week. Now, it's not to say that there aren't any fish in Durban or in the North Coast, and, especially not in the Midlands. Guys, there are fish all over, but if you want an abundance of rock and surf species, right, and that's whether it's non-edible or edible, you have got to head down to any spot from Hibernian right down to Port Edward, and we are going to get into all of this in great detail to tell you exactly what is coming out and where it is coming out. As for the offshore side in KZN, well, guys, it is a Kuta fest, but that tax man is getting his share. As for the Midlands, well, Albert Falls, Mudma, not so good, but that bass is still coming out from all the private dams, and the paddock competition was definitely proof of that. So there is still Sterkies that's going to be on fire this weekend because there is zero wind, and when there is no wind up at Sterkfontein, you know it's going to be bending rods with gold slabs. So guys, this is one exciting week in KZN. This week has been rather fruitful for many anglers out there on a daily basis. This weekend is poised to be a lot better. So I am super excited about this weekend. I'm super excited from now. I was excited by seeing all these catches that has been coming through. So I can't wait to get into the show. But before we do, you know what it is. It is that housekeeping time. Guys, none of this could be possible without the Kingfisher. And these are the stores that you want to pop into because we are going fishing this weekend.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to kuta, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, they've got every facet, just like the advert has said. And you are going to need to pop in there because we have every facet bending rods this past week and going into this weekend. So guys, go and check out the Kingfisher. Now, while you are checking out that, go and check out our new website. Guys, we have just revamped the website. So whether you want to read, whether you want to listen, whether you want to watch, it's all there, right? So everything that happens on Angler News, that's on our website. So www.anglernews.co.za, go and check it out, and let us know what you think about it. Now let's get into the show. I can sniff autumn in the air. Now it's not gonna feel like that because the next couple days are gonna be pretty hot and feel like that peak summer, but it definitely seems as though we are in for an early autumn because the species that are on the bite are already out here, you know, and these are the species that start in autumn and really reach their growth sizes in winter. We are getting some beautiful sizes of this bream and other autumn species, or other autumn or winter species already. However, that's a story for another podcast. Right now, this story, we are talking about the South Coast. I have been super excited. If you have checked our YouTube video, it was Ray and I, and we both agree that South Coast is the area for this weekend. So what is happening down the South Coast? Well, we have got Adam, and Adam is going to be telling us all about it.
Good day, Vinesh, and fellow anglers and listeners alike. I trust that all is well in the fishing community. So the last few days down in the South Coast, fishing has been absolutely epic, from freshwater to saltwater and everything else in between. So starting off on the freshwater side, we've had the annual Paddock Bass Fishing Compo hosted always down on the South Coast, in paddock, obviously, and we've had some really good fish coming out. Now, I know a lot of the guys were definitely complaining that the bass were a lot smaller this year, a lot of small fry around, a lot of dinks. So a lot of the chaps going for the total bag weight, just because of the fact that there were very few and far between big bass around. And the winning bass of 3.5 kilos by Freak Thunder, who is a well-known fisherman on the South Coast. So well done there, Freak, on your awesome catch. So now moving over to the saltwater side of things, Vinesh. We've definitely had some really good epic catches down in the South Coast, from Eds to non-Eds as well. In terms of the non-Eds, it's been a hound show. There's lots of hounds around at this stage, from small to big. So any sort of deep water spot, you can definitely target them with some nice fresh bait. We've also had a couple of the odd greys still popping up here and there, and a lot of smaller hammers puzzling the guys, you know, just biting them off, or also just chewing the baits up. You know, it's just been insane. So the guys fishing for your edible fish, just be aware that if you do put out an edible bait for, let's say, a bronzy, which have started coming on the bites again, you might just lose a hook or two because of those smaller hammers around, Vinesh. In terms of cob fishing's been a bit slow at this stage, but there are still these sort of 40, 50 centimeter cob around. We're finding, again, as I just said earlier, the bronze bream definitely being on the bite. Rock cod have been on the bite. There's some nice big blacktail around. They've got a very, very nice size prodigal son of Margaret Pierce, so good to see that catch again. Some guys think that it is a bit of a bad luck catch, because once you catch one, it's Barty's for the rest of the season, where you're just not going to get any decent fish. So good to see that popping up there as well. So things have been good. And, you know, in terms of deep sea, we've had really, really nice catches of amberjack and yellowtail around, some big tuna around. I know that the current has been slack one or two days, and the next couple of days it's been winding the current. So it's sort of, I would say, mixed bag, but not mixed bag. If you are coming down to the South Coast, though, to come and fish for the weekend or just coming on holiday, I would definitely pack more than one sort of setup. I would have a scratching setup if you were going to be fishing off the beaches, trying for an edible fish. And I would definitely pack something a bit heavier, because as we know, there are a lot of non-eds still hanging around the down on the South Coast. Anything from chocker, bonnies, and prawn have been your pick of the baits. So get your hands on some fresh baits at most of your tackle stores. And I can guarantee you, you can pick a rock from Hibernian to Port Edward and you're going to get yourself a good catch. So yeah, guys, it's definitely happening on the South Coast. If you want to pop down, just, you know, pick a rock, go and throw a bait, and I guarantee you a fish. Otherwise, the weather for the weekend's looking pretty good. Looks to be a bit of east, bit of west. So I would say sort of mixed bag again in terms of the weather, where you're going to probably catch an on-ed and an edible fish. So guys, I hope everyone has an awesome weekend. Stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Thank you, Adam. Absolutely legendary report, my friend. Guys, it is all happening down the lower South Coast. I mean, did Adam miss a species? I really do not think so. He has got all of it, including all that bass that was caught over this last week. Now, guys, as always, if you want to check out these images of what Adam is talking about, all his buddies and all the catches that are coming out from the lower South Coast, please make sure to go and check out our YouTube channel, Angler News. Go and check out this week's fishing report out there. That's where we've got the visuals of what we are talking about. Now, let's move on down to Warner Beach and Amanzantoti, the entire Ilovo Strip. We are with Gary Ware. It seems to be still like last week. No fireworks, however, there has been some action in the river. But I'm going to leave Gary to tell you all about it.
No, evening, chaps. It's Gary here at Ilovo. Yeah, I've been looking along the beaches around the rocks. Although the easties really gave us a hard time. Well, that's suddenly coming through today. The sea's looking much better. It's got a better color to it. It went a terrible sort of, I think what we all know, that sort of like a shirred up funny browny yellowy color, and then it goes almost like a gray color, you know, like a bit of sewer color. Funny. Anyway, today it's looking good. This afternoon, when I looked late a few minutes ago, probably worth the throw in the morning. Although I have to say, nothing has been coming out. The odd small sandy, a small edible here and there, maybe a couple of little shad or a mooney or a concert screamer, but it's very quiet. That's the state of affairs, I'm afraid. I saw one small pocket of bait here yesterday evening, the day before. It looked like small red eyes sort of at net, shark net distance, but nothing this evening at all. Tight lines to you all then.
Thank you, Gary. Another great report, my friend. Absolutely love it. Even though that there is not much fish, it's honesty that's coming out of you. There is sign of hope, which is all we need. And with this weekend's weather conditions, I am feeling quite positive that you will have a lot more to report next week. So, guys, that rounds off the Lower South Coast right down to Durban, where we are now with Mike V and Brad Krubler, where things has picked up since last week. We know last week it wasn't fireworks. There was a lot of peckers in the water. The water conditions just weren't as favorable as what we needed for fishing, actually. But this week, it was a bit better. And, well, Mike V and Brad are going to be telling us all about it.
How's it, guys? The fishing hasn't been up to scratch, but yeah, there have been fish around. From Glen Ashley, we're getting a couple small cob, some shad, couple greys, one or two diamonds in the live bait, all the way down towards the Basin Addington side. There's been a couple stumpies, couple grunters, that 1 to 2 kilo size stumpy and grunter, a couple shad in the mix, as well as, again, grey spinners, a couple of fortunate guys with some nice diamonds. I saw a pic of a sandy that came out, I think it was Monday night. So yeah, there have been one or two fish around in the beaches. And the sea's been flat and all these been blowing a bit. The guys have been getting in the game. Oaks on the paddle skis and on the ski boats, they've been doing very well with the snook still. Snook has been the main target species. Good couple kuta in between. Some good kuta, up to 25 kilos. So yeah, the oaks putting in the time and hours are doing very well. The guys fishing on the bottom, normal bottom fish, the red slingers, rock cods, things like that. Still one or two ambers in between, one or two Cape Yellowtail there. So yeah, well worth going out and having a look on some of the deeper reefs. The bay threw quite a few kingies on artificial. Those have been some lovely kingies. Springer as well have made an appearance, but not wild. There's been one or two around. Live glossies or small pinkies and artificial have been working very well. Grunters, more grunters in the bay. I'm not sure if that little bit of a run that we had of water coming down the canals helped, but there's been some lovely grunter caught in the bay. Snappers, small cob, all still there. So yeah, guys, go out and have some fun.
Well, good day, guys. Brad, yeah, Linsky Fishing Charters. Fishing over the last week. Well, guys, we've been out a couple of times this week. There's been some nice fish, a couple of keelback at night time, some snook during the early mornings there by the Blue Lagoon area. One or two tuna out in the deep while trawling for the Dorado, but the water is starting to get a bit colder. Yeah, today we've got some nice kuta off the bluff side. So the winter fish are starting to show their faces nicely. So, guys, yeah, tuck lines and, yeah, speak to you guys next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Mike, for someone that was saying the fishing wasn't all that great, you sure labeled a lot of species. That sounds like some pretty decent fishing to me. So, guys, off Oshaka and Moyos, there has been a couple sandies, there's been a couple diamonds, and like Mike was saying, all that edible species has been coming out around that Sunkissed Laguna, Blue Lagoon area. As for that offshore, beautiful stuff. You want to see those catches Brad was talking about? Once again, guys, it's on our YouTube channel. But apart from that, you know, what Brad did not mention and we were chatting about over this week is the amount of sharks out of our Durban waters. I've been chatting with anglers out of Umhlanga Ski Boat Club, out of Durban Ski Boat Club. Guys, they are hooking up to like, up, you know, 12 kuta in a session, but they are only getting out two. That tax man is out there. He is getting the lion's share of what is supposed to be coming out. As for some controversy, well, I'm sure you have seen those videos of that ski boat that was exploiting our fish. Guys, we have got a whole bunch of podcasts coming out, a whole series coming out, and it's going to be pretty exciting because although we will be raising the topics of what we are seeing out there, there's also going to be a lot of educational aspects, and there will definitely be all those questions you've been asking for a long time. One of them being, where is our fishing license money going to? Now, I've been chatting with a couple guys this week, and yeah, you are going to be definitely wanting to hear as to where that money is going. I wasn't impressed. I was jaw-dropped, actually. And I think you'd want to listen to that. So look out for it. We will be making announcements about the evolution of our podcast within, well, I would say within 24 hours. Watch the space. Watch our Facebook pages. Check out our WhatsApp channel and definitely follow us on our TikTok pages as well. Now, let's move on up to the North Coast. We have got Jesse back. We missed him last week. So, guys, here is Jesse from the Kingfisher Bolito with exactly what's been going on over this past week.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing all right. We've had an interesting week of fishing. It's definitely started to taper down a little bit from the previous weeks. You've had some really good fishing, especially offshore, with the mountain cooter that we've seen coming out all over the show, especially in Durban, areas closer to Durban. We had a really good run. North Coast, Tinley Manor, Jackson State, Princess Grant, all of those areas were doing fairly well. But we've seen a lot less catches in the last week. So I think it's slowly tapering off. Whether it's due to weather or bait availability is kind of arguable. We don't know. But I think it is going to pick up again. We are kind of just starting on the cooter season, the big fish season. Obviously, we've had the trailies here for a while. So we'll see what happens. But offshore, I'd say that the main target species at the moment is going to be snook, because it's just been a lot more of them around. Something you can pinpoint a little bit better. And as far as your bottom fishing goes, it's been interesting. There's been an absolute ton of bottom fishing going down. And I think we've had probably one of the better runs that we've had in the last few weeks. We've seen a lot of stuff like cracker. We've seen a lot of rock cod, some really big reds, a lot of salmon around still. So like your half cob, your snapper salmon. I haven't seen any beck, which I think they may have moved south. But yeah, as far as bottom fishing goes, I've seen some guys doing incredibly well. So that's quite positive. Moving through to rock and surf, it's been a bit tough for the guys, especially coming off the last few weeks where there's been really decent fishing. The shad have tapered off almost completely now in our area, though not all over. I have seen fish coming out a little bit south. As far as your ground fish species, stuff like your stumpies, brusher, I've seen a lot of them. That's the one thing that's keeping me positive this week on the rock and surf angling. The guys fishing at night time mainly, and that's a key factor here. I haven't seen a lot of fish coming out at during the day. It's mainly night time, so the guys are fishing shallow, starting in the afternoon and fishing into the evening, because you never know when those fish are going to move through. But it does seem that the guys targeting fish later are getting more of the fish. Some big stumpies. I'm talking 7-8 kilos. Some really decent sized brusher as well. And then the nice thing about going through at night time is you do get a lot of your other species, like your rock cod, your lanterns, or your cave bass, and then just a variety of species there just to keep you busy between those big fish. Because as most people know, when you put out a big bait for those stumpies and brusher, it's a waiting game. It's not action continuously. It does help to have something to keep you busy while you're waiting for that big bite. Just use a lighter rod. So yeah, there's that. And then if we go to freshwater, it's been a good week. I've seen quite a few, not only bass, but with other species as well. There seems to be a lot of tilapia around. There seems to be a lot of carp around. It's just been fairly good all around, really. And then with the bass specifically, I've seen catches in most of the dams. I think a couple of the guys did really well at Albert Falls. I did speak to another party that went up, and they seem to struggle. So I think it is kind of one of those hit and miss deals where if you're in the right spot at the right time, you're using the right bait, you're going to get those fish. And if you are doing everything right, but you're not in the right place, you're just not going to catch those fish, especially Albert Falls. People do know It's one of those temperamental dams where you can catch 50 fish in one day and then you won't catch a fish the next day. So just my advice for this time of the year, especially when the water is really, really warm, the days get really, really hot, you just need to start downsizing your baits. That seems to be the secret currently. We take a look at using drop shots, using jerk baits, using Ned rigs, shaky head, that type of thing. And I think if you can move over to that mindset when things are tough, you're going to end up catching a lot more fish. I've been doing a little bit of fishing over the last 3 days up in the Peter Maritzburg area as well. And most of the fish came out on frog in the heavy structure, and then just weightless plastics fished fairly slow. It's not as wild as it was previously. We did find ourselves having to downscale a little bit to get some bites. But overall, some fairly good fishing. A lot of fish in the 1 kilo range. A lot of decent sized fish around. It's just not easy to get them. And if you're going to be fishing farm dams that are less pressured, the areas where I fish are very pressured. It's really not easy to get fish out of those dams. And if they aren't biting, then you know that they've been pressured for some time. So I think the takeaway from this week is just to downscale when things get tough. And especially this time of year when guys are trying to get their fishing done before winter kicks in, and trying to capitalize on that late afternoon bites with the top water and stuff like that. The dams are quite busy, and you're fishing waters that have had people fish them maybe an hour before or 2 hours before. So yeah, just downscale and you'll find that a lot of those fish tend to bite when nothing else will work.
Thank you, Jesse. Gosh, we missed you. We missed that knowledge you gave you. We missed those tips that you give us. Thank you so much for that. I love it. Thank you for the heads up that the night fishing is a lot better. Guys, when you are night fishing, do it in groups. Make sure you're in a safe zone, because, yeah, we do not want any incidences amongst our anglers. And, yeah, Jesse, downscaling. I totally agree. You know what? Big bait, big fish. Of course, we know this, but it does take a lot of time. And that's something I always do. I'll go out there, I'll put out a big bait, but I always carry that smaller 10-foot rod, you know, to throw a paddle tail, throw a spoon, or even just a prawn bait for a bronze bream. So, you know what? Thank you so much, Jesse. Great advice. And, you know, I can't wait to hear from you next week. So, guys, that rounds off those areas. If you want to check out what the water conditions are like in that Christmas Bay area, well, you know what? Go and check out our YouTube channel. Martin, our North Coast reporter, has got us some footage of what the water's been like, which was looking pretty good, if you ask me. So thank you so much, Martin, for that. Now let's move on up to that Blythedales and Kwazi Tugela area. Well, Suvika from Duguza has reported that there has been a couple of sand sharks. And once again, those images are on our YouTube channel. But guys, those are some beautiful sandies that came out from there. And out of Tugela this past week, a good couple of Lobotis. Yes, that triple tail came out, and some lovely sizes with that as well. And then if we are moving up to Mtanzini Banks, well, I trust that Nick is okay. Nick, if you are listening to this, give us a call. We miss you. We miss the input that we have from you. We've had you for like 150 shows. I just can't get through to him, so I hope he's okay. But my intel from that area has told me that there has been a fair amount of raggies that's been on the bite. Though we did have a couple anglers that we know of that has been out there. They fish for the diamonds. They had one or two, nothing crazy. They, you know, got on with one, nothing for the rest of the night. So, you know, there has been a couple other anglers that has been getting the fish, but when the conditions are right for them. So when you hear that there's a diamond smash going on, run down to your Kingfisher, grab some mackerel, and head down to Mtanzini, because those fish are there one day and then, well, not the next. Now moving up to Richards Bay and St. Lucia, well, Dean Reddy has been showing us what's been coming out. Sandies, guys. There's been sandies. There's been raggies. It is that time of the year for that ragged tooth shark. So If you are into your shark hunting, or if you have not caught a shark before and you want to get a raggy, this is the time to do it. So get out there this weekend, get some heavy tackle, get rigged up properly, and the guys from the Kingfisher will tell you exactly how to do this. Because the fish are out there. The conditions are right. It is going to be some real warm water, well, warm weather, and that's going to get the fish on the bite. The water is a bit cool, though. But you know what? That is getting the fish into that feeding season. As for the offshore side out of Richards Bay and St. Lucia, well, like I said at the start of the show, it is a cooter fest. Guys, there has been cooter coming out on a daily basis and lovely sizes at that. That 15 to 20 kilo mark, yeah, that's definitely on the bite. As for the tuna, that's coming out as well. Now, they're not as thick as they were the week or, you know, previous weeks. However, the ones that are coming out now are some beautiful sizes, some really big tuna on the bite. So, guys, that rounds off the saltwater side. Now, let's move on to the freshwater side of KZN. We are with Jan. Yes, now, Jan is going to talk about Midlands and Albert Falls being a bit quiet, but he does have a lot of other fish that he's going to be talking about. And as always, he's got those tips and tricks in between. So, guys, here is Jan from the Kingfisher, Peter Maritzburg.
Hey there, guys. After a little bit of a spell of cooler weather that we reported on last week, it seems that the weatherman has turned the heat dial right back up into peak summer. With very little in the way of rain in the forecast, waters are slowing down all over. And while the decrease of input is good news for river anglers, perhaps not so best for dams and still waters, now most noticeable by the lack of overflow. Driving past the wall of Midmar, it's only slightly damp at present, and the spill will no doubt come to halt within the course of next week. With flows entirely manageable at present, river anglers, both trout and scaly, have flocked to their favourite beats, fishing on the Bushmans, Moy and Umkomas rivers. Trout beats of the Natal Flyfishers Club have given up some good numbers of fish across the board, from the 5 to 7 inch, that is 13 to 18 centimetre class, all the way through to 17 to 19 inch, or 43 to 840 centimetre bracket. Water temperatures are still a little on the high side, starting at around 17 degrees in the morning and rising to 22 degrees later on in the day. But fish are eating happily, however, taking on both nymphs and dry flies. So, sounds like perfect conditions if you ask me. The sudden lack of precipitation has had the Umkomas River clear out very nicely, and some excellent late season scaly have been reported. We haven't had any reports of scaly on dry fly yet this season, and nymphing is usually the game with this species, and with the top fly being an orange beadhead nymph over the past weekend. The stillwater anglers are gearing up for the autumn trout feed up. Plenty of discussion on stillwater patterns being bandied about at present, before the cold water of winter put much of the trout food larder to bed. The NFFC stillwaters have provided a good range of fish from 9 to 11 inch, or 23 to 28 centimeter class at the lower end of the stick, up to a couple of better specimens in the 19 to 21 inch, or 48 to 53 centimeter class. No word on water temperatures from the stillwaters, but I suspect that they will still be hovering around the 20-degree mark. Nighttime temperatures are starting to drop now, however, and which helps will get the water temperatures down, and especially for those waters up at higher altitude. Apart from a couple of fish here and there, the Midlands' two most popular bass waters, that is Albert Falls and Midmar Dam, once again seem to be on the quiet. There have, however, been a good few fish coming from private waters, and Gary Maas from Troutbagger Farm up in the Midlands Way, reports that his bass dams have given up some good fish. The word from the water is that anglers are struggling in general, even though there are plenty of bait fish in the shallows. Lots of quote-unquote dinks in between, which one needs to work through. One report mentioned that a Ned rig has produced the good so far, while another mentions, quote-unquote, my favorite time of year, slower fishing, but bigger than average fish, swim jig time. This weekend sees a long-awaited, very popular New Hanover prep bass fishing competition, now in its 20th year, taking place on the waters around New Hanover. Tight lines to all the anglers taking part, and I'm looking forward to reporting on this next week. While one cannot use the G word when it comes to fishing, and that word being guaranteed, that is, with the current run of better weather, Sterkfontein Dam seems to be the place to G a fish. Driving past the dam this weekend, the water looked positively superb, an azure blue sea, slightly ruffled by a not-too-bad wind, and quite a few numbers of boats seen buzzing the scum lines between the Driekloof Whirl and the main dam. So, guys, head up north if you want to try and gee a fish and tight lines, and do pop into the Kingfish in Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. Yes, I want to GA fish. My friend, thank you for those words of motivation. Jan, with those conditions being that perfect, yes, it is time to G that fish. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. As for that new Hanover, if the paddock competition was anything to go by, the new Hanover is definitely going to give you a lot to report on, and we cannot wait for that next week. So, guys, that rounds off our KZN report for this week. It has been an absolute epic one. I loved it. I loved working on the YouTube video because there were so many catches to talk about. And the absolute highlight has been doing this podcast because this is where we get into it in great detail. I mean, yeah, we got the snippets on TikTok. We've got the visuals on YouTube, and that's a conversation of what's been going on in KZN. But this is where we really sink our teeth into exactly where we are going to get those rods bending this weekend. So, yeah, guys, the podcast is going to evolve. I am going to be making some huge announcements tomorrow with our KZN podcast. And, you know, please look out for it and, yeah, support it. If you're enjoying listening to this podcast, you definitely want to hear what's going to happen tomorrow. So back to the fishing report. This is our KZN report. This is where the fish has been coming out. These are those feeding zones. And this week's feeding zone is definitely the South Coast. So like Adam was saying, like we always do. In fact, it wasn't just Adam. I think Jesse also mentioned it. When you are going out fishing this weekend, make sure to carry that big stick because there are some big fish around. Put out a big bait. Big bait, big fish, let it sit out there, but also carry something small. If you're waiting too long, getting restless, there are the edibles around. There are bronze bream, there are stumpies, there are grunter, there's the rock species. There are so many fish to target in KZN this week. So when you are out there, guys, I'll leave you with the words. Keep your fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany's Center.